somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-A-S-S-E, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast and listen live by calling TalkStream Live. Apparently, you can listen to TalkStream Live app, but not the phone number. That's something new that they're doing. It's not on our end. But you can call, listen to the app by calling. There's nothing to call, huh?
Okay.
Go to JLPTalk.com. JLPTalk.com. So I don't need to give out the number?
Right.
Okay. Amazing. That's on their part. JLPTalk.com. And they'll be able to listen by way of Talk to Me Live?
Right.
Okay. My biblical question for this week is amazing. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Amazing. You know what else is amazing? The last 2 hours on Wednesday is Manhood Hour of the show. And the first hour is Black, because we love the Blacks. It is Black Excellence Hour. That was then in the good old days. What's wrong with the Black?
It blows my mind how Black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He Black. Amazing. I want to encourage you, do what you want, of course, to stop trying to save yourself. You put up this protection, that protection. I'm not talking about physically. But you can't save yourself. All you're doing is making the situation worse and causing the problem to last longer. It's not necessary. Let yourself disappear and stop protecting it. Do what you want, of course, and just suffer the rest of your life. And it and you will suffer. You will suffer inwardly because your enemy is within. You will suffer inwardly with emotions, both so-called good and bad. You will suffer inwardly with the choices that you make. Since it's not you making the choices, you just think is you. You will suffer inwardly with doubt and worry and jealousy and envy and strife and revenge and hatefulness. As long as you're trying to save yourself. And you will suffer as a result of suffering inwardly in those ways and more. You will suffer outwardly because you will be afraid of human beings on the planet. You'll be afraid of them, not knowing the problems in you and not outside. But the deceiver who's telling you to save yourself, protect yourself, is also the same deceiver that tell you be afraid of human beings psychologically and emotionally. Hold on to them. Don't let them go or fight with them. And I have to tell you, it's interesting, too, that I have to tell you that human beings are vicious people. Vicious, nasty, insecure, angry, and out of control people. Just think about this. We were created by God. And then something happened. And we're made in His image. Think about that. But something happened along the way. And human beings are animals. They have no love. They are vicious. Even if they're not acting out, like physically in some cases, inwardly they're acting out. They're constantly judging themselves and others. They're plotting within themselves. They're planning within themselves. They're seeing how to get over on someone or others. Or you're plotting how to protect yourself from within. You're vicious. It's amazing how vicious human beings are, as bad or worse than animal, because you're in a fallen state, an animal state. And you don't act like a human. You act like an animal. And it's so bad, you're now loving the animals, destroying them in the same way you've destroyed your children, yourself, and others. You're destroying animals, too. Human beings have no love. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you will be over it. There is another way, a true way of living. But you got to find it within. You got to find it within. It's not without at all. Is within. And when you read the Bible, parts of the Bible testifies to what is within, but you won't look within. You look everywhere but there, and you believe everything but there. That is an interesting thing, and I understand. Been there, done that. But the world is vicious, you are vicious, and anyone who has emotions, resentment, are not to be trusted. You can laugh, hang out sometime if you want, but don't trust. And don't have in your mind, oh, I'm not trusting this person. Just know you can't trust an angry person. Just know it. Simply know it. I want to, for those who are working on themselves, I want to give you a little assignment. And you're not going to understand it right away. But if you do it and you stay with it, it will be made clear. You will come to understand it. Because the fact that you're doing it is a sign that you want understanding, and understanding will come. It will help you. But you got to do it if you want. You got to work on yourself. No one else is your problem but you. Whenever you have all these psychological and emotional thoughts, and pay attention to them. And just say with conscious words. You can. This is one time I'm encouraging you to say it. Not scream it or anything, but just say it quietly. When you get thoughts and emotions, I want to encourage you to say they are useless. See these thoughts and say, wow, these thoughts are useless. The thoughts of the past, or the thoughts of the future, or the thoughts of losing someone or something, the thoughts of trying to possess and hold on to. When they pop up, or the thoughts to want to resent someone or hurt someone, or gossip about others, or whatever. Just these thoughts are useless. And if you stay with it, constantly be aware, you're going to be amazed at what will happen. They will disappear. They will be gone. And you will finally, after being present, you will finally be able to live with yourself. Wouldn't you like to live with yourself in peace? You can't even live with your own self in peace. You notice that? You don't have no peace when you're alone. You don't have any peace when you're with someone. Wouldn't you love to finally live with yourself in peace? You can, but you got to work on it. You got to be aware. If you want to live with yourself, and once you can live with yourself, it's easy living with people of the world. It's nothing. Because you're going to see that the people of the world is not your problem. They're their own problems. And they try to inflict their problems on you, but it won't work. It won't work. Because now you can live with you in peace. It's a mess. Did you all hear about this power outage in Gary, Indiana? I used to live in Gary. I went up to Gary to go to high school at one time. It was a mess up there. But apparently, according to ABC News and NIPSCO, a storm hit Gary, Indiana, and surrounding areas on August 11. Some residents lost power for 2 full weeks and lost everything in their refrigerator. I wonder, even the sweet potato pie, did it spoil? CBS Chicago and CBS Evening News.
After more than 2 weeks, NIPSCO says power has now been restored for 99% of their customers that were impacted by this latest round of devastating storms.
The news also comes as Northwest Indiana prepares for the possibility of more storms today.
Hey there, ladies. That's absolutely right. Here in Gary and in Northwest Indiana, for many of these families, they struggled for 2 weeks, essentially, without any power, losing air conditioning, losing all of their food in their refrigerators. State and local leaders are now turning to the cleanup and also looking into what exactly went wrong during that two-week period.
Like so many in Gary, Indiana, Shatia Hardin has been waiting for the minute her power finally turns back on.
It's been absolutely horrible. At night, we're sweating, we're irritable.
The storm walloped Indiana last week, killing at least 7 people and displacing about 1,000. In Gary, the storm knocked out electricity for more than half of the city's residents, where 1 in 3 lives in poverty.
It's not okay for us to continually be in survival mode.
Indiana Governor Mike Braun said he requested an expedited major disaster declaration from FEMA. He says losses from the storm and its aftermath could top $5 billion. Many residents in Gary have been relying on this community center for hot meals, air conditioning, and a chance to charge their phones.
Amazing. I have family members, sisters and brothers, and nieces, nephews in Gary, Indiana. Amazing, huh? The mayor, according to CBS News, a class action lawsuit has been filed against NIPSCO.
Earlier this week, a class action lawsuit was filed against the region's electrical utility, NIPSCO, alleging the company failed to proactively trim back vegetation from power lines. NIPSCO disputes the claim, saying it's more than doubled its vegetation management in the last 10 years. Eddie Melton is the city's mayor.
So we're going to revisit what should we do better from an emergency management standpoint. But going back to the utility side, what I'm going to encourage and demand that we start having more accountability.
Demand. Amazing. And they want to demand and they want to file a lawsuit, according to a report, against NIPSCO. Well, you know what happened, according to a report? Gary is a bad place to live, by the way. You know what happened, according to NIPSCO? They tried to go out there and help. But since Gary is just packed with crime, it ain't easy, according to this report. 2 NIPSCO employees were scouting around when someone fired on their vehicle. According to the report, they shot at the vehicle, hitting their Jeep twice, with 1 bullet lodged in the back of the headset.
Yeah, Suzanne, that's right. And NIPSCO did confirm that they paused restoration efforts for some time around noon yesterday. They said in a statement they're working closely with law enforcement and are grateful there were no injuries. Gary police say 2 NIPSCO employees were inside this white Jeep you see with a number of bullet holes while they were scouting the area near Rutledge Street before 1 o'clock in the morning Saturday. That's when someone fired 2 gunshots at them, 1 bullet getting lodged in the back of a headrest inside of that car. There was no suspect spotted by police or those 2 employees at the scene. The mayor of Gary posting a video to social media denying that restoration efforts were ever paused.
And I don't want residents to think because of this one isolated incident that the work has stopped.
So we have an organized effort. We're actually meeting right now. We got a crew that's meeting with other people. But I don't want to give out the logistics of how those things go.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? And supposedly it's the blackest city in America. How are you going to go out and turn the post lights back on if it's true that you're being shot at? And why no one cares about that? What's the lawsuit? Why don't you sue the people who are trying to shoot the workers if it's true? I lived in Gary, so I know Gary. It is a mess. I want you to show you what Gary, Indiana looked like today. This is from USA Today. Here's what Gary, Indiana looked like.
Come on up, everybody. Come on.
Whoa, survival mode, you know, no lights. Everything that I had in the fridge is gone, spoiled.
Couldn't get gas, you had nowhere to go eat. The lights is out on the streets, It's pitch black. It looks really scary and dark.
You got to think about Gary is predominantly black. And look how they're treating us. It's terrible out here, man. It's terrible. And it shouldn't even be this way in 2026, man.
Oh, for sure.
One thing about us as black people, we will adapt to any situation. It might be hard from the beginning, but we will adapt.
And we've been without power for like the last 10 days now. And as you can see, I'm out grilling.
The power went out on the 11th of August. It was about 10:30 that morning when the storm came through. And I haven't been back home since. We've been in the dark ever since.
Well, man, black people are interesting. The personality and the way they think, and they're totally into the blackness. But, and he's like, look how they're treating us. Look at how, who is treating you? God? The NIP code didn't make the power, the storm happen. Who is he referring? And whenever there's a storm like this, what they had, it always takes time to rebuild everything. I don't know what it means. Look how they treat us. Black people always think that someone is treating them badly. They don't see themselves. And black people are always going to adapt. If you're going to adapt, why are you complaining? What a mess. And I really, 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 and not all blacks, of course, not all. Not all, not all, not all, not all, but most. It wasn't this way in the good old days, but I gotta say. It wasn't this way in the good old days. This happened when the civil rights movement happened. Black people developed a mentality like this. And it's just downhill ever since. Who is he blaming for the storm? Or is he talking about something else? And it takes time to put everything back together, especially when a storm like that happened. And then now you're going to be shot at the workers as you're trying to rebuild, according to the report. And it's like this all over the world with the blacks. It really is. And I got proof. Over in Europe, they have this, according to a report, they have this annual event over the summer, and the event is called Bank Holiday, Summer Bank Holiday Weekend. This is from Sky News. Europe's biggest street party. Europe's biggest street party, which has been running for more than 50 years, is an annual event over the summer, Bank Holiday Weekend, and it helps celebrate Caribbean cultural and history. All right? So here's a look at last year. It's called Notting Hill Carnival event in London. And this is from Sky News. Here is what it looked like last year.
Draped in flags and adorned in jewels, the sun shone on Notting Hill this bank holiday as more than a million carnival goers gathered to celebrate Caribbean culture. Great food, loud music, and dancing mandatory. For one weekend out of the year, it's the people and the sound systems that own these streets.
That is at the heart of it. I play a lot of reggae here on Jamaica Corner, and all the derivatives that have come out of reggae. The food is Jamaican along here, and in essence, there's always Jamaican flags. And it's just to promote Jamaica as an island, because it's a very special island to me.
Running for nearly 60 years, Notting Hill Carnival has only grown in popularity and is now considered Europe's biggest street party. And of course, with an event this size, there has to be a huge police presence, with around 7,000 officers on duty over the course of the bank holiday weekend. And by Sunday evening, the Met Police confirmed they've made around 140 arrests.
Amazing. So that's what it looked like last year. Oh, I forgot to mention that according to DavisVanguard.org, Gary, Indiana is one of the predominantly black cities in America. What a mess. But so you see what that event, they've been doing it for 50 years. You see what it looked like last year, right? Here's a recent video from the this year Notting Hill Carnival in London from X. Look at that. Look at it now. Oh, man. Isn't that amazing? The anchor baby is telling me that they used to have one of these things in his city over there in Canada. The anchor baby is from Canada, the American anchor baby, and he was saying they used to celebrate this stuff. What the? It had gotten worse. Are you surprised? Gary, Indiana used to be a beautiful place to live. It was mostly whites. And when the whites left after they got the first black mayor and all hell broke loose against them, they left. And it's been nothing but hell ever since. Don't you wonder why wherever predominantly black people dwell, it's nothing but hell? And it's not made up. We need to examine why. That's the only way you're going to solve the problem. Be honest as to why it's that way. Anywhere, any place with a large number of these Caribbean/Jamaican people, we have one of these festivals. Oh, so they celebrate wherever country they're in. Don't bring them here. What the? Don't you want to know, at least know why? These are human beings who cannot maintain anything. Why not? Check back with Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson. They may have the answer. Or the Democratic Party. And speaking of this situation in Europe, here's a former Metropolitan Police Detective Chief. He called the event over there in Europe unbelievable, difficult, and describe the treatment of officers as naked hostility. This is from GBN News.
Well, it would do. I mean, I've done the Notting Hill Carnival many times in uniform and also at a more senior level planning how we'd manage it afterwards. It's an unbelievably difficult event to describe in that the main thing you experience when you go there as a police officer is sensory deprivation. The noise is so great that when you pass some of these sound systems, you feel your physical organs moving inside. The other issue that you face when you get there, and it's a real cultural shock, is the naked hostility everywhere you go, particularly on the second day. If you're working in the areas around All Saints Road and St. Luke's, those kind of areas, you're absolutely jammed in like sardines, and people literally run into you and knock you over.
Wow. A little bit more on this, and then your phone calls right after this break. What a mess, huh? Why is a black light this today? It wasn't this way in the good old days before the to respond. Civil rights movement back in a moment.
How the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Forum tomorrow night, Thursday night. It's the first Thursday of the month for men only at 7 p.m. Come on down, guys. We're going all the way to the 50th floor, even 100th floor spiritually. Leaving the basement forever. 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time for men only. And then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. The FallenState.tv. I had an interesting discussion with Jason Scoop. And Jason is a stand-up comedian and Donald Trump impersonator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Is it harder being a comedian now or easier for you?
I'm there to please them, but on my own terms.
Right.
But I like fool the dumb liberals through their humor.
Right on. Are you afraid of the blacks?
In terms of comedy, I like black crowds. If they like you, they'll start running around the room doing backflips and stuff.
Black people are something else. Jesus died on the cross for you?
Yes.
What the... Amazing. This Friday at 11 a.m., if the Lord is willing and a creek don't rise, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel and or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? Amazing. I want to just finish up on this Notting Hill Carnival, and they've been doing it for 50 years. And then I get to your calls and your super chats. A journalist explored the Notting Hill Carnival 60-year history, because a lot of Americans don't know about Notting Hill. This is my first time ever hearing about it that I'm aware of this morning when my producer gave me this. So this journalist is exploring Notting Hill Carnival 60-year history. And from the wind rush generator generation arrival to its rise as a massive global street celebration. This is from BBC London.
Notting Hill is one of the most expensive areas in London. But for 2 days in August, these streets are completely transformed into Europe's biggest street party.
But as it continues to grow, are we losing the history of carnival to Carney?
My favourite thing about carnival, all the islands coming together.
The vibes, the costumes.
To catch wines.
Not for the culture, not for the... You just want wines.
No, here for the music, here for the music.
Hey, guys. This is my nan, Yvonne.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't know they wore those earrings in them days.
I've been going carnival since I could walk. With my nan Yvonne and her mom, my great-grand, Nanny Misty, who started going almost 60 years ago now.
That's you, Mum. Not really.
Nanny Misty is part of the Windrush generation, who are invited here from the Caribbean to rebuild Britain after World War II.
The Empire Windrush brings to Britain 500 Jamaicans.
She came here in 1956 to join my great-granddad, but for many of the Windrush generation, including my great-grandparents, finding somewhere nice to live was hard, and a lot of people ended up in poor areas of London.
So apparently, this thing got started because after the war, they needed workers there in London. And so they brought all these blacks in from the Caribbean and other places to help with the work. And it went out of control. You can't bring these people to your country. Look what happened to South Africa when the white man allowed them to come into South Africa. Look what's happening to America. Look what happened to Europe. How come you won't wake up and realize this? The journalists examined how the Windrush generation faced severe racism.
Can you tell me a bit about when you first came?
When I first came, I used to cry every day and every night because a lot of it was prejudice. And they used to say no Irish, no blacks, and
no dogs.
No dogs. It was very hard.
And this is where Nanny Misty was living in 1957. Notting Hill, Lancaster Road. The place they lived in is probably so expensive now. By the late 50s, racial tensions in London were really high. Do you remember some of the stuff that happened that like stands out to you still to this day?
Teddy Boy.
Teddy Boys.
Yes, Teddy Boy in Ladbroke Grove. Mm. A lot of people. When they're marching, that's what they used to do, settle up and hurt or just fight.
I also spoke to Alison, who came here as a nurse.
They used to slap you and spit at you and say, you know, don't touch me, all that black on you will rub off. I don't want to be dirty and tainted or stained and all sorts. And how high are the trees that your houses are? And do you go to the toilet in the bush and cover it up? Or do you... It was amazing.
It really did make me sad when she spoke about her experience as a midwife here and working in the hospitals and the patients being racist to her. That really hurt me. I actually wanted to cry at that point.
Oh, Lord. What I don't understand about the blacks, if you go to the white man's country by choice, why do you, if they're not treating you right as a racist, why don't you leave and go back home? You're not forced to stay. But you know, you'd rather stay and complain. So I'm wondering if it's true or not. This is apparently here is the last soundbite on this. Look at who organized this event.
But it just speaks to the origins of Carnival, the origins of, like, the people that came here to London and the way they were treated and the resistance that they had to find within themselves to create an event like that. Ronnie Laslett, a former social worker and community activist, thought a festival was a fun way of bringing Notting Hill's many nationalities, including Irish, African, and of course Caribbean, together. And it's only gotten bigger, with millions of people dancing in the streets 60 years later. There's loads of things that I'm still learning. For example, I didn't know about the connection between Kelso Cochrane's murder right here in Notting Hill and Notting Hill Carnival. There is a connection between the two. Kelso was attacked and stabbed to death by a gang of white men in what was almost certainly a racist attack. Hundreds of people came to his funeral at St. Michael's and All Angels in June 1959. Despite the outcry, his killers have never been caught and brought to justice.
We need a conservative male reporter to explain this whole thing without that bias stuff in there. What a mess. It's like this everywhere the blacks, every white country that the blacks go into. And but they stay there and complain. Poor, helpless black people, they all discriminate against us. And let's find a black man and turn into Martin Luther King. And let's just stay here and complain and destroy. What's wrong with the blacks? Are black people cursed? I really want to know. Because we showed you Gary, Indiana, and it's like this everywhere that the black majority of blacks dwell. Even the blacks in American government, they still have the same mentality. And the liberal whites cater to them because they want to keep them in that condition. And right-wing Republicans, too, to use them. That's all the reason. They need them to be acting crazy and believing crazy things so they can control them. That's all it is. This is why you got to become an individual. You got to be free, men and women. You're never, ever, ever going to be free until you become an individual. And the only way you're going to become an individual, you got to stop being you. No other way. Then you shall be free. Jonathan is a first-time caller out of Canada. Jonathan, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I just wanted to get some guidance about my current situation. So basically, my father owns a service business, and I've worked with him since I was about 12 or 13 years old. When I had summers off from school, I'd always go work there, basically. And he taught me everything about the business, and we've been working together for a long time now. And but dealing with him is just very difficult because we get into arguments very often and stuff like that. And he's kind of hard to deal with because of certain stuff of, I guess, his problems. But regardless, when I was 19, I decided I wanted to go. I decided I didn't want to work with him anymore, and I wanted to start my own company. And I told him that, and he actually helped me out. He helped me to get started and everything, but I was still dependent on using his equipment, his trucks, and even his advice, because he has, like, a lot more experience than I did. And over time, I felt like I made a greedy decision to, like, do my own company. So eventually, over time, I started working again with him. We just started working together again. So I was doing my own company for about a year. And then when I was 20 or 21, we started working together again. And now I'm 22. And recently, we've basically, it's just been me and him who run the company day to day. We have basically labor employees that they only stick around for 2 to 3 months max before they either quit or get fired, because it's like a very hard, it's like 24/7 hour type of job. So most people, they stay for a few months and then they go. So really the only two people that are there all the time are is me and him running the day to day. But recently, we've hired a secretary, a female lady at the desk. She's 30 years old, and she has two kids, but she's divorced. Now, to be honest, she is like a very attractive girl. I mean, a lady. But recently, I just found out that my father is also sleeping with her as well. So that's. It's like become kind of awkward for me now, because I don't even know, like, I don't even know what to do. What do you think about that?
I want to know, why did you go back to the hell that you left?
Well, because the business is it's not the easiest thing to do just by yourself. It's he has like a lot more years experience than I do. I know it sounds like an excuse, but
it is when an you excuse meet, like, because if you take it one step at a, you have your own business, and if you be patient and just take one step at a time, you're gonna learn as you go, and eventually you'll be able to hire someone to help you, and one thing will lead to another one. But you're getting what you deserve because you went back to the hell that you left because you believed a lie that you couldn't make it.
I see.
And why, let's say that it didn't work out for you with your business, why didn't you go work with someone else, another company, until you could get back into your own business? Why would you go back to your father already experiencing hell with them? Why would you go back to backward instead of staying present?
I don't know. I thought it'd be a better choice to, you know, like, because when I work with him, I obviously learn a lot more, and his advice, and because he's like a pro basically in the industry.
And where did if you I get were to go work with someone from? Else, where did you get that thought from?
Well, from all the work we've done together. Over the years.
But who told you, who gave you the thought, you know what, you caught hell with your father, it was difficult working with him, you learned what you did learn, now you got your own business, it's not moving the way you wanted to move or fast as you like. Go back to hell. Go back and deal with your father, be with him. You can learn more. Who told you that?
Well, I guess I told myself that, but...
And how do you tell yourself? Who are you, who told whom that? Who are you that said that to you?
I'm not sure.
What?
I'm not sure.
Well, so why do you think you told yourself that?
I guess it was just thoughts.
And why would you listen to thoughts? Haven't you heard me say that all thoughts are all
lies?
Yeah,
yeah.
So why would you listen to them, knowing that they set you up? They told you to go back. You claim you told yourself that. You went back, and now the thoughts are laughing at you like, what an idiot. You went back to the same situation. This is why it's even worse now. Your father's the same person that you left.
Yeah.
You gotta, if you want to be free, it's up to you. You gotta stop consulting with the mind and calling it you. It's not you, and it's not from God, and it's never going to give you true and correct information. It's a setup. You're listening to lies, and that's what's keeping you in the same hell that you're in. It's like going back to a bad marriage. The thoughts tell you, oh, she'd be different now. She has learned. She's not going to act that way anymore. And you believe the lie, and you go back.
But the thing was, I felt like it was a greedy choice over time because I was still using his equipment, his trucks, and like it was basically like I was taking money out of his pocket because it's the same industry, and he was helping me out.
But why so, didn't you why didn't you just wean yourself off of him by eventually buying one truck or renting one truck? So that you don't have to use him anymore. You got to take responsibility for your own life, and you got to just go through hell to get to heaven. You got to suffer, man. And things will get better, especially if you do it without anger.
I see. So you think I should go do my own business again, right?
It's not working with your father. Why would you stay?
Yeah.
And if you can't do your own business, do what you want, of course, but get a job with a company that is doing that same kind of work and learn from them by being aware and seeing what's going on. And eventually you can start your own thing back up again. Don't resent your father, but he has a right to sleep with that woman if he wants to. It's his company, and you're not a child. And so your feelings about him sleeping with this woman at work.
No, it's weird because he still is with my mother. That's the only reason I brought that up. That's why it's weird.
Right,
to me,
but it has nothing to do with you. that's happening between he and your mother, his wife, and that woman has nothing to do with you at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So why are you even concerned about it if he's sleeping with that woman?
Because, well, it just... I mentioned that because that's, like, another thing that was making me, I don't know, just not want to continue with it, I guess.
Why?
So I guess it's clear why I just have to go my own way.
Why is it making you uncomfortable?
Because that's, I'm not sure, honestly. Maybe it's because I think she's pretty or something and jealous. I don't even know what it is, but
you're judging your father. Think you're better than your father, so you're judging him by saying, oh, I would never do that. That's wrong. And you're judging the lady when it has nothing to do with you at all. You're there, as you said, to make some money and learn from your father. But you can't learn because you're just like him. You're judging him. And that doesn't mean you accept it as right or wrong, but you're wrong for judging him.
Yeah. I see.
That's between he, your mother, and that woman, and it has nothing to do with you. You're a grown man.
Yeah, for sure.
If you can work there without judging your father and just go there, do your work, learn from him without being involved in his life, you will still be able to move on and restart your business, but you're judging your father. Mm-hmm. You're just like your mother.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Have you forgiven your mother for turning you against your father?
Yes.
You told her?
Yeah.
What did she say when you went and forgave her? What did you say to her?
I told her I forgive her. I started, this also happened around 19 years old. I'm like 22 now, but at 19 years old, I started watching you, and that's when I went and also forgave her.
Yeah.
And she took it well, I guess. She was like, oh, yeah, you forgive me? Okay, no problem. Like, it wasn't really anything too major.
And stop judging your father, too.
Yeah.
And then if I almost want to promise you, but you have to do this for it to work. If you stop judging your father and just went there and did your work, and quietly learn what you need to learn, you will have amazing time. You will go to work. You will learn from him. You will not judge him. And you will be able to go home at the end of the day and have a good rest and go back to work. And when it's time to move on, you'll just move on. But you're judging him, and it's making it difficult for you. And you're blaming him for your difficulty. You're the one judging him. It's not his fault that you're judging him.
I see. No, it makes sense. It makes sense, yeah.
Because whomever you work with, they have issues too. And most people are not overcoming their issues.
I see, yeah.
Can you hold for a minute?
Sure.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. I got to take a quick break. I'm coming back right to the phones and your super chat. Hate news, not the fake news. It's coming right now, and I'll be right back. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee. So, that Lake America, according to Kami Nonsense Network, is facing a skeptical public. And I'm not surprised about it. I was a little skeptical myself. I didn't even really believe that he was going to do it. Interesting. ICE is planning to equip all agents with body cameras, which I'm not a fan of that stuff, but oftentimes it does debunk that expose how crazy these and squirrely these suspects are, right? The FBI arrested a man accused of posing as an NFL player. You may have heard about that yesterday on the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. We scooped, got ahead of Kami Nonsense Network. Mail-in voting faces new uncertainty as well. This is the end of some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of September, A.D. 2026. 5 minutes till the top of the hour here, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. Jonathan, hang on. And everybody else, hang on. And we'll get to your super chats as well. All right, but first it is Hake News, not fake news. And after the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, no Hake. All right? Just because I'm here doesn't mean I'm full-blown here. All right? American Anchor Baby, I believe, is live right after the J.C. Lee Peterson Show in my slot. Yes, indeed. 9 a.m. Pacific. Normally, he's live at 11 Pacific. But now he's not live right now during Taking Advantage, going right after the JLP show. And then this afternoon, Punchy TV. American Anchor Baby is on YouTube and Rumble. All right? Make sure you're following both places. Check out his Linktree as well and his Substack. His Substack. He's on there. Linktree. Anchor Baby on Linktree. Punchy TV. Punchie TV. Check it out with Bill, the engineer and host of Punchy TV. Americans hate, quote unquote, Lake America, according to Kami Nonsense Network, President Donald J. Trump's new trade war with Canada and his push to change the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America are proving to be deeply unpopular, according to among so-called Americans. A Reuters Ipsos poll, according to CNN, conducted in recent days, found that nearly two-thirds of so-called Americans oppose Trump's executive order to rename the lake. 63% are opposed, 14% in favor, the rest undecided. And that's quite a lot of undecided people, all right? Because 14% plus 63%, correct my math, 77%, so 23% do not care. Nice. And the poll also shows so-called Americans oppose Trump's new tariffs on Canada, nearly 3-1, as if they know or understand anything about it. Give me a break. Or 57% to 20%. Despite our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, blaming Canada for the escalation, significantly more so-called Americans. I note so-called Americans, because many people are called Americans and they're born here and they're so-called American. Or they get naturalized. We are denaturalizing some, all right? But they're so-called Americans. They say the U.S. is more responsible for the dispute, so they claim, as if they know. Republicans seem to want Trump to take a softer approach, too. Soft Republicans. While strong backing for his position remains in the single digits among GOP voters. Put simply, there appears to be little appetite for a fight with our neighbor to the north. None of that appears to be changing Trump's calculus. Based. Nice. Keep on the path. You know what's going on, Trump. He is pressing ahead with or without the public behind him. I don't think the public really cares that much about it. I don't think it's actually hardly any big deal at all. But anyway, 4,500 plus missing amid the ongoing search efforts up in Nepal and China. Remember those flash floods? Terrible. International aid agencies racing to find survivors after floodwaters overwhelmed the border region between Nepal and China last week. A full week ago, I think. Was it Wednesday when this thing happened? I forget. More than 1,100 people been killed. 4,500 remain unaccounted for across Nepal and China, both countries. Crazy stuff going on in the world. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. Hour 2. We'll be right back.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373. And my biblical question, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? An amazing question. We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around and do what you got to do, you can podcast and listen to the show on Talk Stream Live app, right? Go to JLP Talk.
Correct. You got it.
On Talk Stream Live. Oh, jlptalk.com. And you can listen to the show on your phone on the app there. Amazing, huh? Things have changed at Talk Stream Live, for now at least. Also, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Jesse Lee Peterson. What is it?
JesseLeePeterson.com/show.
For the super chat.
Why am I brain farting?
Mine too.
It is, in fact, JesseLeePeterson.com/show or JLPTalk.com.
No, for super chat.
Oh, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk.
Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Right?
Correct.
Buymeacoffee.com. It's too much stuff to remember. I'm black. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is Wednesday, second hour of the show already. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Do you know why the woman is in a wheelchair? Did you even notice that she's
couldn't care less. She's a murderer.
Because she jumped out the window after this.
So she should have.
It's so many words.
That was insensitive.
Well, that's extremely insensitive.
Well, you failed to.
Well,
mention.
They should be kept.
Be quiet.
Because they.
Did.
A Wisconsin man was cited after running onto a youth football field and sticking out his leg to trip a 9-year-old.
He was so committed and determined to hurt. He wanted to hurt him.
Allison, I'm frightened. Where are all the adults?
According to court documents, Love posed as a wealthy NFL player and convinced women he met online to send them money, even suggesting some take out large loans, telling them Chan would put it in lucrative investments.
He does love me. He really does.
Kathy Hochul going to the Islamic Cultural Center school wearing a hijab.
Thank you for involving me with your family and all
the. What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? How can she do that?
The world going crazy. Human beings are evil. if you doubt me, get to know yourself. You'll see. The hell that's in you will blow your mind. But if you're committed to seeing it all the way through, you will stay with it and go all the way through hell while you are living on earth and experience paradise. You're never going to get to heaven until you go through hell. You got to go through hell. I want to go back to Jonathan, a first-time caller, working with his father in Canada, started out working with him, and then got mad at him and went and started his own thing. And because he left too soon, out of anger, he ended up going back. And according to Jonathan, they hired a female divorced female lady to run the office. Now his father having sex with her, according to Jonathan. And he want to know, what should I do? Hey, Jonathan?
Yes, Jesse.
You've been listening to me for a while, you say?
Yeah, for a few years now.
Come back to your phone. Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
I say yes, for a few years now I've been listening.
Have you heard me say, don't judge anyone, not even yourself?
Yeah.
And why are you judging your father?
Why am I judging my father? I try not to judge my father. I don't hold it against him.
But why are you judging him based on his attitude, based on you think now he's messing around with this woman? Why are you judging your father at all?
I'm not sure. I don't know, because sometimes when we argue, like disregarding the woman, sometimes when we argue, it gets disrespectful, and it's like I can't really say anything back because it's my father. Like, I can't even do anything. I just have to, like, be humble and take it. But that's what leads to me judging him sometimes.
When you said disrespectful, who is he disrespecting?
I guess my ego or something.
Yes. And why are you... Why are you trying to defend your ego, protect your ego, and how will you ever overcome it if you don't let whatever happened to the ego happens so you can overcome and you will see that there's no one there to disrespect?
Well, at 19, is when I would get angry about it. That's when we would have many arguments, and I would also fight back, like,
yeah.
That's when I would get angry. But after I started listening to you, and then we started working together again when I was like 21, then the arguments changed. It's just him initiating the arguments. I really try like to avoid it and just...
Do you argue back with him?
No, I don't argue back. I just be quiet, try to stay humble.
Why do you feel you're being disrespectful? Is his company... Let him argue. You don't have to argue back. You just say, okay, I'll do it that way if you want me to. Why? And then eventually you'll be able to walk away. But you got to, how did you find out he was messing around with the secretary?
We had security cameras, and I seen them just kissing. So.
Oh.
But they don't know I seen it on the cameras.
Here's what I suggest. Do what you want, of course, Jonathan. But I suggest... that as of right now, stop judging your father and you or anyone and live a life without judgment, and you'll be able to be anywhere in the world amongst any situation, and it wouldn't bother you at all. You'll be able to go to work with your father, and it wouldn't bother you not one iota of what he does or say, as long as he's not attacking you physically. You will go to work, you will learn what you need to learn, you'll make a paycheck, you'll buy your equipment, and you'll be out of there. But you got to not judge. You are dealing with the world, with human beings, the way the world does it. And as long as you act like the world, you're going to be of it, and you're going to suffer. You're not supposed to get your advice from the world. You got to stop acting like the world and overcome the world by not judging. You can speak up when you need to in the right way, but don't judge. I would highly recommend you give that a good try. And then when it's time to leave, you'll be able to walk away at the right time and in the right way.
So how should I respond when, I guess, because he's like, I don't know how to say it, but sometimes it's like you can't even, I guess. So that's the advice, not to judge, for sure.
Sometimes you can't even what?
Like, you can't even respond to him because he's kind of like an ex gangster type of guy in his old days, and like the way he argues with people, it's like it's very hard to deal with him. Like you could barely even say anything. Like, and when he's disrespectful, it could even get physical. Like one time it's gotten physical, and not on his side he always got physical with me, that's normal. But like recently it got physical where it was the first time where I like punched back. And you know, I don't know.
Why don't you go get another job somewhere else then? His phone dropped. Call back, Jonathan. I know you were on the Bluetooth thing and all that. Call back. I want to know, why don't you, if you can't stop judging him so you can be free, why don't you go and get a job somewhere else and still learn and move on? Call back if you like. All right, Jonathan? His phone dropped. Let me go to Sean out of Florida. Sean, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say I sound like your Aunt Luda.
This is Uda.
Uda.
You know, Sean, I found out the other day that my Aunt Uda is 90-something years old. I didn't know she had gotten that old.
Oh, wow.
But I talked to her, and she still, her voice still sounds the same. But she's 90
really?
Years old. I'm like, what the?
Longevity. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, I was, I just want to, I'm going to just do, say something quick.
Okay.
Of what I want to say. You have like a biblical question of the week.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
Well, you've heard, I'm sure a lot of people have heard that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He never changes. He never changes. Because he's holy, and he's the same position on sin, you know, sin, stealing, killing. He got ten commandments that man, if people are supposed to follow, and he says, love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and then love your neighbor. That means other people, love them like you love yourself.
Right.
And he said, every law, everything that comes after that hangs on those two commandments. So if you're loving him with everything you got, and you're loving your brother, man, humanity, with like you love yourself, you're not going to hurt yourself, hopefully, then you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry that you're going to be doing wrong, because you're doing what he say because you love him, and you're doing what he say regarding people because you love them. So that's why it says hangs everything, those commandments on those two first commandments. He doesn't change. Same thing spiritually that happened in the Old Testament with when the Israelites were walking with the Spirit of God. He would drop people in the earth. He would open up the land, earthquakes. When they were sinning and they didn't listen, he gave them a chance. But if they kept on keeping on sinning against him, their lives would be destroyed.
Amazing.
For the same principle.
So you're saying
he ain't changed.
So you're saying the God of the Old Testament is the God of the same God of the New Testament? You say he's the same?
He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's not like man.
And so why are you so mean, like bringing water and destroying everybody, setting cities on fire and killing men, women, and children? Why would he mean to them?
No, he warned them. He always give a warning. Warning before destruction.
And so he warned them, if y'all don't listen, I'm going to kill you?
Yes. It's time for people, because sin has already killed you. He's trying to give you life. If you are walking in sin, you already a dead man, a dead woman. And that's why he gave his son, Jesus Christ. He loved you so much. God loved, for God so loved the world. Love, he's about love. But you're already dead.
But if you're already dead due to sin, why he had to kill you?
Well, he provided a way out of sin.
By drowning you and wiping out the whole country?
No, sin separates. Sin. He's trying to, this message of sin. Nobody talks about sin. Like the young man that you were just talking to, he's worried. He's grieved because his daddy is doing something. He's married to his mother. He's taking vows. He's taking holy vows before God that he would not leave that woman that's related to his father's wife, and they had children. It's family.
But he judges his father, though. That's why he's having problems.
If he didn't judge his father, he
wouldn't feel anything about what his father or mother is doing, because that's with them, or that individual has nothing to do with him.
But you see what he's done? He's had to leave his father's. It's going to be by legacy, family, love. That's what God is about. This man broke his vow. That's called adultery.
But he wasn't married to his son, so he didn't break the vow with the son.
No, but sin separates. God has already told you what sin does.
I know, but that
sin destroys the family.
Jonathan,
he would have a loving, pleasant relationship with his son. That business of what he got. God tell you about legacy. Leaving a legacy for your children, your children's children. God is about generations. He tell you that sin destroys. He got to leave the business that his, yes, thankfully his daddy was smart enough to do a business, but he got to leave it because his daddy caught up in sin.
But let me ask you this. Is Jonathan right or wrong for judging his father?
Now, it is something in the Bible that say that the righteous can judge. Now, I don't know.
No, let me ask. Is Jonathan right or wrong for judging his father?
Oh, I think it's two different types. It's two different kinds of judgment. Now, if you're looking
at
somebody.
But that's not the question. The question is,
if he sees the man is doing wrong, that's
what
it's discerning. Discerning. I wouldn't call it judging. I would say discerning.
Oh, he's mad.
Well, even if he's doing it for himself, take for if he was a married man and he's,
Una.
But
is Jonathan right or wrong for judging his father?
Judging is a type of, you're not supposed to judge people like this. Say, for instance, like this.
Is Jonathan right or wrong for judging his father?
If he's doing judging the wrong way, like say, for instance, you may not know a person. And you look at them and you say, oh, they're probably a thief because they're dressed this way. That's a type of judgment. But he knows him. This is his father.
Is he right or wrong for judging his father?
I will use the word discerning.
But he ain't discerning. Is he right?
He's discerning that you're doing wrong, Dad.
Is he right or wrong for judging his father?
He would be wrong for judging somebody in the wrong way.
Is he right or wrong for judging his father?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and I'm gonna say that he's judging his daddy's doing wrong. That's a right way.
Is he so you saying Jonathan is right for judging his father?
Not being mad at him. You're right about him not being mad about it because he can't control his dad. That he's a grown man, like you say. You're a grown man, you're a grown man. You do see what your father doing, but you can't control it. You don't have to be around it because you are a grown man. I agree with you on that. You're a grown man, you can get your own,
Is he right or wrong for judging his father?
The way I'm going to answer it, I'm going out on a limb. I'm saying he's judging sin.
Is he right or wrong for judging his father?
Not in anger.
Is he right or wrong for judging his father? He's right to judge sin.
And if his father is the one that's doing sin.
God said the judge is worse than the judger. The one that's doing the judging is worse than the one that they're judging. They're the one that's evil. Was God lying about that?
Well, see, words are very powerful. No, God is not a liar. Man lies.
So why is Jonathan right for judging his father? He's worse than the father.
He's discerning.
No, he's not. He's mad.
Well, he shouldn't be mad. He should discern and love. And like you said, he can leave that environment. But it's not going to change anything. He can want the best for his dad and want to have a better relationship with his dad.
But he can't want that as long as he's judging.
Well, sin separates. Sin separates family. Sin separates. It separates.
Judgment separates you from God.
Judgment is sin. If you're judging the wrong way, I would say ain't no right way to judge. I would say the word discerning.
No.
If you see the man kissing another woman that's not his wife that's not judging.
It's not his business.
It ain't his business, but he can say, well, according to the Bible, God called that adultery.
But that's between the man and the woman he's with and his wife. It had nothing to do with Jonathan. It's interfering with Jonathan's life because he's judging the father. Now he can't even work with the father and leave when he needs to leave.
But if he didn't judge,
it wouldn't bother him at all. He would understand.
But why? That's his father. He love him. He ain't married to him. But he got a mother and a father.
But that's between the mother and the father. It has nothing to do with the children.
Well, the family unit. It's a family unit.
It ain't his business.
Well, it ain't his business.
So then why is he judging there?
I can't imagine that, you know, say for instance, if somebody's doing something that, you know, you may not say nothing. You may keep your mouth shut. But if you see somebody doing something that could destroy themselves or destroy our loving relationship or our family unit or whatever, you may not say nothing at all.
Right, just let them destroy themselves. That's on them.
You could do that.
Yeah. God does that. Have you noticed that God does not interfere with an individual destroying him or herself or him or her, his or her family or anything? He lets you just destroy yourself. He doesn't interfere to stop you.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Look at King David in the Bible.
Where's King David now?
King David was with Bathsheba.
Where's King David now, Una?
Okay, well, King David was a man after God's own
heart. Where is he now?
God says he's not a respected person.
Where is he now?
I'm answering you. God is not a respected person. So even though King David was a man, he chose him to be king over Israel at that time. He was a shepherd boy, and God made him king, anointed him to be king, blessed him, because King David saw Bathsheba.
I got
to
run.
Taking a bath. But don't mind now.
I got a lot of people waiting.
But I got to ask you a question. Okay, he saw Bathsheba.
No more Bathsheba.
Okay.
I thought you had another question.
Well, you said, where is King David? Okay, he warned.
Where is King David?
He sent a prophet.
Where is he right now?
King David was warned.
Hold up.
If you do not, Huh?
Where
he repented.
If you can,
he repented. He repented.
But where is
Bathsheba,
he?
Bathsheba got pregnant from that adultery.
Ooh, I gotta run.
Wait a minute, you can't run.
I got other people on the line. I have super chat.
But I had, we got diverted. It was something else you was talking about, black excellence, too.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, he did send warning to King David. King David got right with God.
But how about if King David?
He did repent and he started living the right way. He would be in heaven. He would be.
Where is he now?
To go to heaven.
Where is he now?
He's dead now.
I rest my case.
He lived to be an old man.
I rest my case.
And then I want to address, you said something about black excellence. Okay, black excellence.
Ask your question real fast.
Okay, black excellence. I believe in black excellence, but I don't just believe in only black excellence. I believe in white excellence. I believe in Asian excellence. I believe in Indian excellence. I believe in human excellence. So if mankind would strive to be excellent in God's way, we wouldn't have these problems. Okay,
I agree.
So I agree with you. Black excellence, white. The other day I saw something on the YouTube. This community, this street, this is in the United States of America. This is excellent. There was a black man on the sidewalk. Something had happened, a crime or something, and it was a black man. So the police had responded to this area where the crime took place, and the crime had. It just so happened to be a black guy who had, that was the report. So the police come to this street, they see a black guy walking up the sidewalk, and they, you know, get him in to come and tell him to stop, put his hands up and everything. And he doesn't know what's going on. He's just walking home.
I got to run. You're making a search. I've been talking to you too long.
This is an example of white excellence. What happened, this happened to be a street where
I gotta go, Una.
What can I tell you? It's just something about the white race family. Do you know that though the tenants, they were some of them were looking out the window and there was a man by his car, white individuals. They were there. They saw the police stop, and the young black man on the thing. He said, "Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't have a weapon or anything," and he had his hands up. Do you know that those white tenants from out of their windows, they said, "Well, he doesn't have a weapon." They were protecting him. He doesn't have a weapon. The man who was standing by his car on the street, he hollered over to the black guy on the sidewalk, black man, and he said, and he talked, the police cars were coming. It was quite a few of them.
Oh, you're serving too long. I got to go.
Okay, right quick, but tell you the ending of it. He was telling them, "I don't have a weapon," but they couldn't hear him. So more cop cars coming. They were pulling out their guns and pulled out a rifle on him. He was hollering for his life. "I haven't." And do you know that those white, this is white excellence. And I was amazed, inspired to see what my white race family brothers, the beauty and the what they can do. And they spoke for him. He don't have a weapon. He just don't. Did you know
that's why we need more white babies.
Right. No, where they packed up their guns, they put the rifle away. Because they were telling him,
"Una, I got
to
go."
Okay, and that white gentleman by his car, he said, "Do you want me to walk with you to the..." He came across the street to that black man, and he was going to walk with him up to the police car to keep him safe.
Did the black man kill him?
No, he didn't kill him. He was an innocent man. Oh. He was a good man. Yeah, you could tell by his countenance. He was a good
guy. Gotta go. Call me again.
Okay. Oh, okay. And it was...
Call me again. I can't play now. I'm at a commercial. What the... I'll be right back. It's hot in here now. I need the fan on.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. I had to go. And call me again, but I had to run. You took me all the way to a commercial. What the? Amazing. Not your fault. It may be my fault. Announcement. We need your support. Make a donation to get us through until the folks get back to work and all that. So go and make a donation so we can pay some bills and do all that. All right. Go to... You can mail it in, make a check of money order out to Bond and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Make it out to Bond and send it to Bond. Or you can call 800. You can make it quicker on the phone by calling 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or you can call, go to joptalk.com. joptalk.com. Or you can scan the QR code to help Bond, help us do the work here. Donations are down, so go and make a donation. For those who have not made one, make one too. What the? Every little bit of help, all right? And or JessLeePeterson.com/show. It's a 501c3, so you get it back at the end of the year. What the? Every little dime help. I don't know. Hey, are you doing your show today?
No.
Oh, okay. So the American Anchor Baby at the top of at 9 a.m. in place of the hate. He's doing his show now at 9 instead of 11. Out of sight, out of mind. And those shows are amazing with the American Anchor Baby, too. Don't be jealous, Hake. At 9 a.m. on fire, energy everywhere. And don't forget the Thursday night meeting, the men's forum this Thursday. Let me go back to the busy phone. Then I want to get to some super chats and all that. Let me go to, is it Caleb? Nobody knows.
Yes.
Caleb out of Oklahoma. Caleb, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure to call in and talk to you.
I appreciate it.
With everybody
that.
Listening, it's amazing.
Amazing.
I just wanted to answer your biblical question real quick first. I had a couple questions.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
What I want to say first is that the responses to this has been amazing. I haven't been a Christian very long, and I'm totally not aware of people saying that the God of the Old Testament is the devil. And I was like, what the? So So I would say last night,
and I was thinking, I think of all the biblical questions we've ever done, this is the most responded to, and the most interesting responding. It's interesting to hear the feedback.
Yeah, very interesting. And my answer is no, there's no difference.
Okay. I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Why do you say it's no difference?
Well, I say that, like it's mentioned, God's always been the same, and he transcends time and transcends all of human understanding. So for us to believe that he was angry when he did the things that he did, that's just leaning on only human understanding.
Why were he so mean to the people in the Old Testament, burning them out, killing the men, women, and children, according to the Bible, and then bringing this flood and wiped out everybody? And then he said, if y'all do it again, I'm going to send some fire. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Why was he so mean to the people?
Mostly, my response is, I don't know, but he gave people a chance. You know, before the flood, it's interesting. There's not much since before Moses. I didn't see much an opportunity for people to be aware of God's calling to them in a way. But you know, he gave Noah. Noah walked with him, and people had an opportunity to follow Noah, I'm sure, but then it's like, and then you bring up Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, somebody told me one time, you know, they must have been doing that stuff, falling away from God and doing the things they were doing for at least a few hundred years. So it's like, how long did that go on? And then he asked, you know,
how about that lady that looked back, and he said, don't look back, and she looked back, he's like, all right, and he turned into salt, a pillar of salt, according to the Bible. Why he's mean to everybody?
I guess that was maybe because it was Abraham that said he said, you know, if I find five, you know, he's narrowing it down. If I find five or ten good people, don't burn them down. He said, okay, but he didn't even find that many. You know, so pretty much everybody had fallen away from God for so long, so he had given them a chance, and
that's why.
For them to be fallen away, God gave them a chance to return to Him, but they didn't. So God was not going to protect them. He didn't so much do it because He was being mean. He did it to give them a chance to return to Him, so He could protect them, but they wouldn't do it.
So He killed them out of love.
Yes.
He was being mean.
Yeah, there's not a lot I can understand. It obviously, you know, I believe that it happened, and it is interesting.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question. And as you know, I put my two cents in on Sunday.
That's right. Very good. Thank you. And I did write down a comment about that carnival thing, which actually goes into my question for you.
Okay.
Now there's
meaning that carnival, that Notting Hill carnival that they've been doing for a long time in Europe, and now it's a mess.
So there were two people that kind of were involved in that story, and they got themselves involved just for a thrill. The way I see it, it was that, what was that old man talking about? Oh, when you go through, it's like your organs are being garbled around because of the sound. Wasn't he a police officer?
That was from Indiana, right?
No, he was a cop there. He was a former cop.
Oh, yeah, he was a former cop. And he used to patrol, go out there and patrol the rally, the carnival.
He said it was
so mean and violent and noisy, and it made your inside body thing turn.
See, and he went up there and complained about it just for a thrill. It's like if he was a police officer, he agreed to put himself in harm's way. And if he was not a police officer at that time, he could just not go there, right?
But over in Europe, he was a police officer. Over in Europe, they don't allow the police like they do in America now. They don't allow the cop to do their job.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, they know you. I don't even know if you can carry a gun if you're caught right here in Europe now.
You keep saying Europe. It's England.
I mean England. Same thing. What's the difference between Europe and England?
Europe is very different from England. England left the European Union.
And went where?
And stayed in England, which is an island.
Oh.
But it's still on the European continent, so you can call it that, but it's better to call it England or UK or something.
But I don't...
But I didn't see how that was a thrill. He was just telling the story of how it was.
You were telling the story of how bad it had gotten compared to 50 years ago.
It just kind of seemed to me like he was complaining.
No.
And where, like, he could easily just avoid it. But, yeah, that's just kind of what it seemed to me like.
According to the reporter, he was a police officer at the time, and they would go out there to patrol, have some type of keep a law and order. And he was saying that it had gotten so bad and noisy and dirty and loud and violent, it makes your inside turns in and out.
Right. And like you say, he's not allowed to do his job.
Right. Well, I don't know about that, but they can, because James just told me Europe ain't England.
But you're right, England, you're not allowed to carry weapons, guns.
But unless you're...
Very rare for a cop to be able to carry...
Unless you're a Muslim kind of person, you carry a knife.
Yeah. No, not Muslim.
What? Indian.
Some type of Sikh.
Sikh religion. But amazing.
The reporter, it seems like she gets a thrill for making it about race. It's like, who is there really benefiting?
That's why I wish they had a better reporter. You're right. She made it all about race. So you don't really know how this thing started, what made it get so bad, because she was about race. And she spoiled the story about how that whole thing started. I agree with that.
Yeah. Now, that kind of goes into my question. Like, I'm thinking about these people. And I'm thinking, like, maybe I'm judging them. Like, my question is, how do I become, in this walk of working on myself, it's been amazing doing the silent prayer and everything. How do I become aware that someone cannot see without feeling like I'm judging them? Like, am I judging those two people that I talk about?
By seeing that you couldn't see, and even now you see a little bit, but you still don't see the way you will if you stay with it. And when the thoughts come to judge others, let the thoughts pass. Don't think that know that it's not you. And eventually, all thoughts of judgment will pass. And no matter what situation comes, it wouldn't bother you either way. You'll be fine.
Yes, that makes sense. Because, like you say, I have to remember that I was once totally lost.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and you're waking up, Caleb, you start to see that people literally are asleep. They don't even know they're asleep, and they don't know that they're evil because the devil doesn't know that he is the devil, as these people don't know that they're the devil. And just as you were or I were before we start to wake up, they can't see. They literally don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's why Christ said on the cross, to forgive those people that Rome, the government of Rome, for what they've done to him, hanging him on the cross, because they couldn't see. And God said, forgive them, God, they cannot see.
That's right. I see myself, there's been like, I work where there are women in certain leadership in certain departments, and I hear gossiping and stuff, and it's like I'm tempted when I hear it, especially when I find myself in the conversation. I feel like saying, like, hey, can you not, like, talk about people like that? But I just let it pass.
Yeah,
I've struggled with, like, should I say something or not? But I haven't acted on it. But those thoughts do appear in my mind. So
you can say to them,
you saying that I need to just.
I'm sorry.
What you saying that I just need to remember that I was once like this, because I really struggled with, like, really bad thought patterns and judging people and stuff.
Absolutely.
And I've really improved.
And if you're with people that are gossiping, you can ask, did you go to them and talk to them about it? And then just don't be a part of the conversation and walk away from it. Just don't judge them, though. They're lost. Okay. They're evil and they can't see.
That's good. Yeah, and I've been that August assignment to not argue with anybody. I've consciously caught myself in situations where like I would normally argue or something. Not normally, but I'm tempted to say something, and then what's amazing is like, okay, I'm not going to argue. I'm just going to let this happen, and everything's fine. Lo and behold, everything is fine.
Yes, it is. That's why there's never, ever, 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 but never, there's not one situation that can happen that you need to argue about or be angry about. Nothing. It's all an illusion.
That's right. Yeah, and to not argue, it kind of goes along with, I know it's not Bible Thumb for Thursday. I'll just point out one part of Scripture real quick is Romans 12:1 is to offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and do not be conformed to the patterns of the world. And to do that, to not argue, I will sacrifice my need to argue with somebody, and it will be temporarily painful. Like I will feel because I'm feeling something about it, and then when I let it pass, everything's fine.
Absolutely. Take the pain. That's what it means to die the ego death. Take the pain. Don't complain about the pain. Don't blame anyone else for the pain, and you will die. You're going through hell, and when you're in a place where you don't know what to do about it, there's this empty space, and you just don't know what to do, you take it anyway, and the healing will come.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm starting to see that, man. I appreciate all the work you're doing in that, Jesse. Just waking people up, waking me up. It's amazing.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
I will. And one thing, one more thing real
quick.
I can't do one more thing.
Uda?
Yeah, Uda, yeah. No, I was going to say she didn't obey her. She must have not obeyed her husband because she wouldn't listen to the cues for her to be quiet when you said it. Very interesting conversations, though, with Jonathan and Uda. That was interesting.
I love talking to Uda.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Caleb.
Well,
I appreciate
that's all.
It.
All right. Have a good day, Jesse.
Call
Thank
me
you for
again.
Taking my call. I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Anna out of Colorado. Anna, you are on the air.
Oh, no. It's my turn. Okay. So, the wishing well. Jesse, I wanted to call you back the same day because I forgot to tell you about my dream about the wishing well. And I found out that pretty much I don't want to be your stalker. So I waited until today to call back. And I didn't think I had anything to say. But after listening versus being the first caller, I saw that's our problem is we all have this wishing well that is going on. And so I had that dream and I looked to my son. I looked to my husband. I looked to everybody else to help me find what I thought I needed, which is keys, my purse, everything that I thought I needed. And I couldn't find it. And the fear was rising and rising. And then I saw these two men approach. And one was, and really in dreams, you can't hear properly. One was, I think what it said was like it went through hard times, like trans, like surgeries, like not being who God created you to be. And it was angry and it was coming at me. And I was like, oh no, I need help. And then I was looking to my husband and son, and they weren't there. And that is when I realized that's where my fear is like, oh my gosh, what if that happens? And I guess, like, I broke through it, and I was like, wait, I love my life. I love Jesus. I love you. I love everything. And the other man next to that man.
You love Hank?
Was, who?
Hank.
I love Hank.
Hey, do you love Hank? H-A-K-E. Hank is the guy, his show comes on right after mine.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he white.
But he looked white, so maybe.
Oh. But let me tell you this about dreams. Let me tell you this about dreams. I'm sorry?
He was just like, look at what you have. And I looked down, and there was my purse, my keys, everything I needed.
Yeah.
And so that is the only thing I wanted to add it to today's show is, like, we have it all there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I was going on, and I maybe that's why you asked me that question, and I don't know what you're meaning, but you know what? I got distracted so many times in life, and I've been working through it, and I haven't called you yesterday because I've been doing it every day. But I don't want to be your stalker. So I'm not.
Let me tell you this. Anna, what's going to happen when you overcome all this anger, and you will if you stay with it, all dreaming will disappear. You will sleep at night like a baby with no dreams. You'll wake up with a clear and fresh mind, and your whole day will be clear and fresh. And all of your decisions will be done in clearness. But
do you think that we're looking down that wishing well, and that's why we're all disappointed and upset and everything? But remember, God met us at the well?
Oh, that he met the slut at the well or something?
Yeah, remember he met us all at the well.
No, it was just one lady there, and she wasn't a virgin anymore. What was her name, Mary?
No.
Who was at the well?
They don't name her. She was just a Samaritan woman.
A Samaritan woman. That wasn't all of us. That was her.
Yeah.
Anna, call me again. I got to take a break. Call me again.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, Anna.
Thank you.
Okay. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the faint news. I'll be right back, folks. Amazing. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
So-called whistleblower says the U.S. Postal Service is poised to launch a hastily built, error-ridden computer system that could jeopardize the process of mail voting. So says far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberal, almost communist, if not communist, outright, AP. And Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney tells Trump, quote, stop trying to be tough. Oh, Lord, maybe he should look in the mirror and tell himself that. Maybe he's talking to himself. And Iran is firing back after U.S. strikes, or they fired back after U.S. strikes. And there are researchers wrestling with massive sharks off the Hamptons. Researchers? Literally? Probably figuratively, which is literally in the sense that they're figuratively wrestling with the massive sharks, not literally wrestling with the massive sharks off the Hamptons, wherever that is. I don't know my geography. But that was AP's little brief update. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Manhood Hour, as you all know. We had Black Excellence in the first hour, then Manhood Hour in the second 2 hours. All right? Sometimes an hour lasts more than an hour. They say that happy hour is sometimes more than an hour. Why can't Manhood Hour be more than an hour? It is. Nice. And JLP, we'll be right back. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats. Many super chats to get to. Thank you, guys. Keep them coming. We shall read them all. If it be the Lord's will and if Hake is not remiss in reading them all and catching them all. Gotta catch them all. And nice. Pardon me. International aid agencies were trying to find survivors after floodwaters, or still are, I think. Floodwaters overwhelmed the border region between Nepal and China last week. Remember that? Crazy flash flood. More than 1,100 people killed. 1,100. 4,500 remain unaccounted for across both countries, at least as of the time of this reporting that I'm reading. According to officials, the UN estimates, the evil United Nations, their estimates, the flooding left behind more than 2.4 million tons of debris, severely complicating rescue and recovery efforts. Meanwhile, a new report says the glacier collapse that triggered the devastating floods showed visible signs of instability days before the disaster. I wonder if people were monitoring it. They must have. It suggests more comprehensive early warning systems downstream could have saved a significant number of lives. Wow. Wow. Anyway, ICE aims to equip all agents with body cams, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in the field expected to have body cameras by the end of September. That's this month. We're at the beginning of it. Per Mark Wayne Mullen, Homeland Security Secretary, at a news conference on Tuesday, yesterday, the use of body cameras largely garnered bipartisan, which usually means evil, agreement, particularly amid a series of recent aggressive and sometimes deadly confrontations between federal agents and so-called members of the public who were in the way, squirrely, getting crazy. So what a mess. Anyway, a Commie Nonsense investigation earlier this year found ICE agents were using personal cell phone cameras in unconventional ways during tense encounters, including for facial recognition and to document their actions. Nice. Often in place of body cams. The practice raised questions about privacy, accountability, and how the footage of the encounters is handled. In fact, it kind of helped us piece together the fact that that woman who drove into that one man, that one ISA agent, did it to herself. She did herself in, effectively, by getting too crazy and driving into an officer, trying to drive away, sort of trying to drive away from him. But you're supposed to comply with the police. Not enough money, people, or paper. President Trump's proposed changes to mail ballot rules are hitting another hurdle. Election officials saying it's too late to even try to comply with the proposed rules before the November midterms. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3.
Thank you.
have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Let me just chew this food up. Derek, what was that you gave me? Derek gave me a little piece of ginger when I was out there just now, and so I had to swallow it. Amazing! Ginger makes you breathe better and all that. Not a doctor. Info may be false, as Hate would say, but he gave me some ginger. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can listen to the show. You can podcast and listen at JLP Talk on the app. Talk Stream Live app. JLPTalk.com. All right. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats right now. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Amazing is Thursday. It's Wednesday. Last hour for Wednesday's show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Do you know why the woman is in a wheelchair? Did you even notice that she's
couldn't care less. She's a murderer.
Because she jumped out the window after this.
So she should have.
It's so many words.
That was insensitive.
Well, that's extremely insensitive.
But you failed to.
Well, they should be
kept. Be quiet.
Because they did.
A Wisconsin man was cited after running onto a youth football field and sticking out his leg to trip a 9-year-old.
He was so committed and determined to hurt. He wanted to hurt him.
Allison, I'm frightened. Where are all the adults?
According to court documents, Love posed as a wealthy NFL player and convinced women he met online to send them money, even suggesting some take out large loans, telling them Chan would put it in lucrative investments.
He does love me. He really does.
Kathy Hochul going to the Islamic Cultural Center School wearing a hijab.
Thank you for following the Muslim Parker family to turn on all the
other. What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? How can she do that?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Do you see now that human beings are evil? All human beings, until they forgive. Their heart changed from anger to love. Look at what's happened in your life and in the world. Human beings don't have any love at all. And it may be their fault. Amazing. Did you hear about, and it's going to get worse, by the way. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Man nor woman is God. And it's going to get worse. evil covers the earth and noise fight for it. Noise is a weapon. It's used as a weapon. It is a weapon. And it destroys. Did you hear about this from CBS News? A policeman said a woman went through hell. This female went through hell as her son beat her to death for over an hour at their home in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania. And this happened on Sunday morning from CBS News.
It doesn't appear there's a motive whatsoever at this juncture of our investigation. It's just a disgusting, vile act that he committed against his mother.
This was the scene on Sunday night. KDKA was the only news crew there to witness the state police arresting Jacob Korber near West Newton. He's accused of murdering his mother, Kristen Hamilton, at their home earlier that day. Trooper Steve Lamani of the Pennsylvania State Police said in a news conference on Monday afternoon that Hamilton's murder took place in the front yard of the home that she shared with Korber and his sister, and police say that everything was caught on the home surveillance camera.
She went through hell for over an hour.
Lamani went on to say that the video shows a verbal altercation between the two quickly turning physical. He says Hamilton was only wearing a bath towel when the argument began, and Korber not only ripped the towel off of her, but proceeded to brutally beat her for over an hour as she cried out for help. Police also say that no neighbors, not even Hamilton's daughter, who was asleep inside the home at the time, heard her screams.
Amazing. I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. A mother love is so special. What a mess, huh? The woman's son later confessed to causing his mother death during an interview.
When Korber finished with the beating, investigators say he changed clothing and walked away, leaving his sister to find their mother's body. He wasn't seen until later that night when police took him into custody. And during his interview with troopers, they say Korber confessed that if his mother was dead, it was he that caused it.
I would say that there is a small part of remorse being conveyed during the subsequent interview. But it lasted for over an hour. At some point in time, you could have stopped. And that's not what happened.
Korber is currently being housed at the Westmoreland County Prison without bail. He has a preliminary hearing set for Monday, September 14th.
Amazing. Now will you forgive your mama? Do you have to wait to get to that point? Every human being on the planet, if you want to be free, you got to forgive your mama. Ain't no way around it. All who were born of the woman must be born of the spirit of the father. It ain't going to work. You ain't never going to be happy any other way. It just ain't going to happen. Read the Bible, ain't going to do it. To read the Bible will testify to you or point you toward forgiveness or how to enter into the kingdom, but it ain't going to make you do it. The report noted the family has endured tragedy before.
And this is not the first time this family has dealt with a high-profile tragedy. Back in March, Jacob Korber's sister, Kylie Korber, was one of four Yawk High School students killed in a car crash on Creek Road in Sewickley Township.
Amazing. I don't know why that was necessary, but okay. Amazing! It's a spiritual battle, folks. It is not physical. So why don't you enter into the kingdom and live a spiritual life rather than just a physical life? The spiritual life is real. The physical life is here today and gone tomorrow. The spiritual life lasts forever, eternity. It lasts forever. It's your choice. You have no one to blame but you. If you don't do it, it is your fault. One quick example of a talk about beta males. I want to show you if this is true. An example of a real beta male. Here's a video of a restaurant customer refusing to pay for food she ordered. Didn't like it. She ordered but didn't like it. And her male companion sided with her. Watch this from X.
But she don't want it.
I don't want it, and it's not done, Joe.
She ordered it.
I'm up at Uptown Grill, and the manager, Joe, is trying to make me pay for something that I don't like. I'm not paying for it.
You didn't?
Everybody else got their order. I don't. It's not done to my liking, and I'm not paying for it. Take it off the bill. Okay.
But she ain't going to pay for it.
I'm not. I don't like it. And you can't make me pay for something that I don't like, Joe. The supervisor at Uptown Grill, I'm not paying for it. I ain't never had somebody tell me if I don't like something that I got to pay for it. You're going to take it off the bill, and I'm not paying for it, period. Joe at Uptown Grill, take it off.
Ma'am, there's nothing wrong with the food.
How you going to tell me what I don't like?
Please.
I'm not, like I said, if I see, you can talk to him, but if I see it on the bill, I'm still not paying for it. I'm going outside. You heard.
Now, will you stop letting the black into your restaurant? She's all black. Will you discriminate against them? You have a right to discriminate in your own private business. You don't have to have a customer like that. Why you let them in? They don't care, especially if you're white. Everybody discriminates. As long as you keep putting up with it, it's just going to get worse for you. 888-7753-773. Thank you, 888-77-JESSE. Super.
Super Jets.
And he bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Jesse, know that the Father has prepared eternity for him and his children, which is our inheritance. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper and not harm you, to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11.
Are they responding to the Bible question?
I don't think so.
What's that about?
He's the one who said that he knows that God prepared a future for him.
Oh, from another super chat or something?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Since you know you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving, he says.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Amazing.
Wayne, I am that I am with the BQ, a couple of them.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God... Did I give the biblical questions in the opener right now? No, I forgot to do it.
You might not have.
The biblical question. Brand new biblical question.
No, yes, I forget.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of a New Testament? He ain't going to put it up. And the God of the New Testament. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament? Amazing. It's an amazing question. And that's what, who's this?
Wayne, I am that I am.
Wayne is responding to, and he says,
yes, since in one place Jesus references the prince of this world, in another place he refers to the ruler of this world, he revealed the existence of a lower God. Our ego thoughts manifest the lower God nature, and in overcoming we manifest the nature of the God of love.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. So he's saying that the God of the Old Testament is Satan?
No, because he said, oh yeah, yes, there is a difference, he says. He said, if you think there is only one God, it's because you are still in a fallen state and have yet returned. Hiding eyes emoji, monkey. See no evil.
Thank you. So he said that the God of the Old Testament is Satan, and God of the New Testament is God?
That's what it sounds like. He has another follow-up super chat, also answering the BQ.
I appreciate that. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Go ahead.
He says, yes, there is a difference. The God of the Old Testament is actually Satan pretending to be God. Satan basically deceived unregeneration man and leads the rebellion against God. Remember, Paul told us that even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
Says amazing. We. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Gregatron, Jesse, I saw something crazy on the internet, so I had to send you a super chat. Are you ready? Jesse, did you see your boy Al Sharpton at his little march on Washington? He told the blacks they should vote for George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor, Mike Brown, Trey Reed, Nolan Wells, etc., etc. Jesse, what's wrong with these Democrats? Have they no shame? These people should really be ashamed of themselves. Tell them, Hake. It's shameful.
He said both of them are they dead?
Yeah.
What? I didn't hear that. That's interesting. I don't know what he mean by that. You, those people are dead.
Yeah, and some of them are people you would not want to vote for.
Never. They dead.
Maybe all of them.
What? Amazing. Thank you.
David H., welcome, new member.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your support.
Chris from chat with the BQ answer.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
Only difference is a change of heart. Jesus told him to chill. JK, IDK, which means just kidding. I don't know.
So they don't know if there's a difference or not.
Yeah. But thanks for the super chat.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tater.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tater I9I, shout out Jesse and the crew. Do what you do. 100.
Shout out. Thank you. And I appreciate your support. Thank you all for donating.
Brian R1234. BQ, same God.
If there's a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New, they said same God.
Same God, 140 AD Marcionism.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Marcionism hearsay says no, says Brian R., continuing with his answer. Bishop Marcion.
Thank you.
Saw the Old Testament demiurge as cruel. Jesus, 100% spirit. He cut all Old Testament and only left Luke and Paul, no marriage, sex, meat as a follower, called Marcionite Church with the thing.
Hubert Piffy. So I'm not understanding. Are they saying yes or no?
He's saying it's the same God, and I think he's saying that this other bishop guy from 140 A.D., Marcion, I'm remiss in not looking up how to pronounce it. Saw the Old Testament God as cruel, and so, whatever. I think he thinks that other people think that he's not.
But what does he think?
He says same God.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll deal with it on Sunday. Thank you.
And he eat punchy. You should know that what's happening in Gary is more sinister than it looks. Governor Mike Braun of Indiana invested $15 million tax dollars to venture a fund aimed at attracting Israeli tech to Indiana. Humans will shortly be at war with AI data centers for fresh water supply. 142 data centers being built in Indiana alone. Out with the blacks, into with the data centers. Intentional blackout, says N Heat.
I have no idea, but it is being reported that there's a tornado storm that happened there or something. Thank you. I wasn't aware of that.
And it wouldn't be the first time they don't take care of their infrastructure. Ever heard of Flint? Terrible.
It's not the first time for sure. Thank you.
Three coffees from Derek. Answer to the BQ.
Is there a difference between the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament, and the God of the New Testament?
God is the same. He's always been. Christ came and showed the true character of God. God never judged anyone nor destroyed them. The people brought destruction on themselves, and God let them be subject to the God they worshipped. God never gets in the way of people who don't want him, but he also doesn't protect them either. He delivered those who loved him and gave up those who did not to their own destruction.
Keep it piffy, but are they saying yes or no?
No, he's the same.
He's the same. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. I put my two cents. Piffy!
You people. You think you're on the Hague Report or something. Shout out.
Keep it piffy. Amazing.
0906 Durr on Rumble Rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Quote, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. John 2:24-25. Hake is an alpha male. 100. Salute. Clap. Money dollar eyes and tongue. Cool sunglasses and star eyes.
Amazing. What was that in reference to?
That you said don't trust an angry person.
Oh, okay.
And Jesus would not entrust himself to these people who were all into him.
Thank you. Amazing.
He knew all people.
Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, Jesse, you didn't want to pay the Abu Akba ransom, so they ended Lord Goodhair, and you just went and used AI to make him seem alive. Rest in peace, Lord Goodhair. That's Hake crying tears in streams.
So what did he say?
You didn't pay the Allahu Akbar ransom, so they killed Hake, and now you just have to use an AI Hake to make me seem alive.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yenchen says, Jesse is old and confused, and that's why he thinks judging is condemning. In real English, judging is assessing, analyzing, discerning, not condemning. Says Lin Yenchen.
Amazing. Thank you. One thing about it, if you want to judge, that's totally up to you. No problem. No sweat off my fro, a mare fro. But I wouldn't recommend it, but if that's what you want to do, go right ahead. Really, I'm not telling anyone not to do it. I want people to live the life that they want to live. They have a right to be wrong. So thank you. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate it.
VMST80 says, Jesse, this troll has got you. And this troll he's referring to is Aunt Uda.
No, Uda is my friend. That's my aunt.
She's got you hooked with her long stories.
I love hearing from Uda.
Lin Yenchen says, being eternal as material is not possible because matter is constantly changing in order to remain existing. Change powers existence. Change is animation, also known as life. Every birth ends in death, Jesse.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Wayne, on that I am that I am, on the on the carnival, that carnival over in England.
Oh, yes.
Which you call Europe. We believe that the
England,
world...
Europe, same
it
thing.
It is Europe. Sorry, England. You're Europe. We believe that the world is God's own and the fullness thereof is for us. FYI, the roots of Mardi Gras is the same as carnival and is a worldwide celebration celebrated in most Christian countries around the world. Christ's last prayer was that we should all be one. Let's stop dividing based on the physical. What's happening in the world is spiritually rooted. Nothing wrong with the blacks. Everything is wrong with the spirit they follow. Put the blame in its correct place.
So do the blacks act that way at the Mardi Gras here in this country?
Perhaps so.
Oh.
Ever been to New Orleans down at that time?
No, not for the Mardi Gras.
Me neither. Not at that time.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jess, BQ answer.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament?
Yes, he is the same God. However, I believe God had a change of heart in the New Testament. I believe he lacked mercy, and in order to understand what human beings and the flesh actually goes through on earth, he created Jesus, and through Jesus, he saw that human beings can't help it, and then he had mercy on when Jesus is being crucified. I think he called out to God to forgive the people because he knew God's old ways. Says Jess.
So Jess.
Uh-huh.
And Jess is saying yes, there's a difference or no?
No. It says yes, but he is the same God. He just had a change of heart.
Oh, so he like mean in the Old Testament, and now he has love all of a sudden.
Yeah, he realized the human beings couldn't help it. Thanks to Jesus.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Five coffees from Eric. What you're searching for? Is where you're searching from. Nice and pithy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lin Yanchen, OODA loops. Observe, orient, decide, act. It is how we orient our life. Yet caller OODA loops in disorientation, though not as nuts as Anna out of Colorado. Says Lin Yanchen, and I don't mean to laugh. That's not funny, Lin Yanchen.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Don't criticize our callers. Homesteader Nick says gifted one subscription to Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, amazing. Thanks for your support. Right on.
Always cool. And he says, mankind is the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus warned us of the things to come. Everyone who drinks from this water will be thirsty again. It's interesting. AI data centers, Satan's consciousness, powered by what? Fresh water source.
Mankind is what?
The Samaritan woman at the well.
What the?
We are all the Samaritan woman at the well, says Anna and Heat. Both mankind and AI depend on water. Which will mankind thirst for more? A great reset is at hand. These data centers will control mankind, literally.
Amazing. I don't quite understand all that, but thank you. I do appreciate it. Did you hear, I heard a report, I don't know how true it is or not, that this AI thing that you're so into? AI,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I am into AI.
AI is loaded with fraud. They said so many people are getting ripped off by way of AI because AI can really deceive you and make you think that the person is calling or the person they're talking to is real. Then they'll make it look like the person and sound like the person, and a lot of people are getting ripped off. Something like that I heard. I don't know how true it is, but they said AI is, everybody, it's loaded with fraud.
Interesting.
And ripoffs.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, buyer beware. And pardon me, I thought I saw another. Oh, yeah, Adam on Cash App. Bond JLP is the Cash App cash tag. With a BQ answer, Adam.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
Yes. The God is Allah.
That what Adam said?
That's what Adam said on Cash App.
Amazing. And so Adam, okay. So he's saying yes.
I believe he's saying that Old Testament God is Allah.
And the two, so he said there is a difference?
Yep.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Hokage C. Imagine believing that the God Jesus keeps referring to throughout all the Gospels is Satan or something. What the? I know, I'm with you, sir. Not to spoil. Nobody's really asked me the question yet, I don't think.
We got to ask you on Friday.
Faith, thank you, Hokage C.
Thank you. I got to stop there.
We'll read we'll read Faith in Him and the rest of your Super Chats later, y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Thank you. I got to go to Juan out of Japan. Heard around the world. Juan, all the way from Japan, you are on the air.
Heard around the world.
By everybody, mama.
Oh, I finally got through. I was half asleep.
I know, Juan. You've been waiting for a while, and I appreciate it. What time is it in Japan right now?
Oh, it's 12:30 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, if you got time to listen to the Jesse Peterson show at this time, you got time to do silent prayer.
That's for sure. Amazing. Hold on, let me take a quick break, and I'll come right back to you, all right?
Okay, no problem.
All right. Stretch off on pills.net. I'll be right back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. No hate report today. The American Anchor Baby is coming up at the top of this hour. The American Anchor Baby. As y'all know, Hake is here, but he just can't work right now. We're not radio work, not doing his show work. He's working on other things for sure. He will be back soon if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. But the American Anchor Baby is coming up at the top of this hour. And the men's forum is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It is the first Thursday of the month. And ladies' meetings, the forums are on the third Thursday of the month. Amazing. And the ladies are working on themselves, like, and so are the men. I've never seen anything like this before. And it's amazing. It's a miracle, because most people are not going to work on themselves. These men and these ladies, these women are. Amazing, huh? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Juan out of Japan. Juan, go ahead.
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, so Jesus, you quote this a lot. Jesus said to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor. And then, you know, people, me, you know, we think of love, and it's a modern-day love. And I just wanted to ask you what you think, how we are supposed to do that when we have no love. How do we love that way? What are we supposed to do?
When you admit that you're angry / resentful, you are admitting that your heart is wicked, that you have no love, you're evil. All angry people, men and women, are evil, and they have no love. They have this false love that comes from emotions, and that is hate. They'll call it hate love, right? And so in human beings, there is no love. It's only hate, which is the nature of the devil. And when you can see and admit that your heart is evil, and you forgive, then God will change your heart from the nature of the devil and will give you his heart, renew it with his love. And then with his love, you're going to love him, you're going to love your neighbor and yourself. It won't be your love, but it'll be his love working through you. And his love is not a feeling at all.
Okay, so it's more of an understanding, and is that what love is, that we're giving to God or loving God in a way of understanding or knowing or wishing well?
No, you're loving God by admitting that you're not God, so that you can forgive and stop playing God by judging yourself and others.
So that's how we love God and how we love others, by knowing that we're not God. So by doing that, that's how we show real love.
Yeah, because when you admit that you're angry, resentful, emotional, you're admitting that you've been playing God. Because angry, emotional people judge. And then as long as you judge, you're not going to ever be one with God, because in your mind, you think you are God. And so you know, you're not going to ever accept or be one with God as long as you're playing God. But once you admit you're wrong and you forgive, then you and the Father will become one, the God. And he wants to create love through you. That's the purpose of being on earth, is so that you can become the light of the world. And that's what love is.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea for me to explain that to anyone. I just keep it to myself.
Well, don't even try. You just be it. And then if someone asks, the words would come on their own. Because you may not use the same exact words, but the word will come and you'll be able to explain it. And they won't be your words. They will be, the truth will speak through you.
Yeah, the only people I'm concerned about are the kids, because, you know, as they get older, they might want to know or have questions, but maybe that's not something I need to really answer.
Yeah, well, you don't need to even think about that at this point, because if you become of love by overcoming evil of the heart, then the kids are going to see that in you, and they'll be fine, and as they get older, they'll ask questions, and you will have the answers to give them.
Okay.
But you don't need to think about
that.
You don't need to think about that now. The kids, when they want to know something, they will ask. And if you're of the light will speak through you. Just like Satan speaks through your mind, your thoughts, and your emotions, the light will speak through you.
And that's pretty much why I'm doing the silent prayer, so that way I'm seeing the evil, the thoughts, and then I know that that's not me, and that's how I can be one with the Father. Is that right?
No, you're when you sit and be still like that, and the light causes you to become aware of the not you, you're not your thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the light that you're giving up, you're saying, you know what, I can't do anything about this. I'm giving up. And when you give up and you be still and you're giving up, you allow the truth to come in and take over and guide you the rest of the way.
Okay.
And the truth show you who you're not. You're not your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions.
Yeah, I could see that I'm not any of those thoughts at all. And
right.
I do understand the difference between the thoughts that are not yours,
right,
and just being able to use your brain to do, you know, to work and to cook and to plan what you got to buy and,
absolutely,
you know, basic stuff. I can see that now after doing this, although I can see that, you know, a lot of things don't matter anymore. It's just being here right now is all that matters.
Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It will become clearer and clearer and clearer.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
All right, Juan. Stay with it, man.
All right.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller Kathleen, a first-time caller out of Arkansas. Alaska. Kathleen, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Kathleen.
I was listening earlier, and you were mentioning, you were about to mention something about dreams. And I've been having dreams, but they've been slowly going away and coming back. So I wanted to hear your thoughts about it.
About dreams?
Yeah. But when you have dreams or, like, yeah.
People who are dreams when they go to sleep are unconscious in the same way they're unconscious when they're awake, meaning walking around with their eyes open. And so when you when you fall into dreams, it's like you just went back into the thoughts. You became unconscious, and you're back into thoughts. That's what that is. But as you're overcoming thoughts and anger, you will overcome thoughts, then the dreams will disappear. And you will sleep through the night like a baby. And yeah, you will wake up the next morning fresh and ready to take on your day.
Yeah, normally I've been sleeping like that, but I just wanted to hear your thoughts about it.
Yeah, when that does happen, don't judge it as good or bad. Just realize you were dreaming. And don't put anything into it. Don't make up anything. And they will disappear. Eventually, you will have no dreams.
Thank you.
Have you forgiven your mama?
In the process of it.
Have you forgiven your mama?
No.
Why not?
She lives in another state, and I don't want to do it over the phone.
Can you FaceTime with her?
I'm in the process of trying. I reached out to her, but she hasn't reached out back, so.
Oh.
Just waiting for an opportunity.
Okay, we just realized she can't help herself, and so you can forgive her and stay with the silent prayer, and everything will be clear for you, Kathleen. Just stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Good to hear from you. Bye now. Let me go to Ross out of New Jersey. Ross, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing today?
All this well, Ross.
Nice. I was calling about your biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference?
Well, when Moses went to the burning bush, he had to go to the fire and learn the rules, the Ten Commandments, before the water worked with him, or was that after? I don't know if the water came and helped him in Egypt first, or he had to go to the burning bush first to get permission so that he could work with the water, so he could open the ocean and go across the floor. But that's almost the same thing that we're stuck in right now. We got the fire to control us, but the water has come to give us compassion, drink, and everything else we need. And we also get shaped by the water every single way you look. Every time you open up a new channel of water, you're reshaping the earth instead of using God fire.
The question is God of the Old Testament Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament, you say?
I say that God is both. He's of the water and of the fire, but on earth we're separated and we have to find a way to balance those two things in our life.
So is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament? Is there a difference?
Well, there's a difference between water, because you've got two types of water. You have salty water and fresh water. Then you have how many different types of light? Because if God is of the light, you're going to have daylight, you're going to have spotlight, you're going to have nightlight. You're going to have all the different types of light that we have here. So
no,
we
but
see
the question is the God of the Old Testament different than the God of the New Testament? That's the question.
I think it depends on how your parents bring you up, because I think the children are the judges of their parents, and what they want to do is try to grow a better life as a child growing up, and the only way to do that is to observe your parents.
So is the one last time? It's a God. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament? Is there a difference?
I would say yes, because the God of the Old Testament gave Moses a written direction, a book with 10 commandments. And so the God of the New Testament does what he needs to do with the water.
So you said, yes, there is a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament, right?
Yes.
I appreciate that, Ross. One, thank you for responding to the biblical question.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
On YouTube, Turd to the Gamey, to the game, says, here's my deductible.
Thank you.
Turd to the game.
Thank you for helping us. I do appreciate it.
Faith in Him 09 with the BQ answer.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament?
The same God. How he dealt with people changed.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
The Hake Report gifted the cookie over on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson, PILLED.net.
Shout out to Pills. Thank you very much.
Pilled.
Pilled.
Hopefully catch y'all next week if it be the Lord's will.
And the creek don't rise. Amazing.
Thank you, Hake. Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Lord, bring Beta back.
Amen. Thanks for your prayers. Amazing. Thank you.
Perhaps he shall hear. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I want to show you this really fast. From X, on August 23rd, a conservative journalist and his companion in a MAGA hat were chased from a Catholic church event into a Los Angeles Starbucks by counter-protests from X. Oh, it's down there on the third hour, Nick.
You got it.
Go. Why is he not standing up for himself?
Y'all support MAGA? Y'all support MAGA?
Amazing, huh? What a mess. And it gotta get worse. I have this story for you, but I'm not sure if I get to it today. I saw a story that over in Detroit, the kids are not showing up for, little kids and high school kids and younger are not showing up for classes anymore, for the most part, according to the report. And now the school is offering money to the kids to come to class. Think about that. The schools are so bad. The kids are not going. If the school was teaching, the kids would show up. And we'll get that for you tomorrow if I don't get to it today. They want to pay the kids to come to class, to go to class. Todd is out of Florida. Todd, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Todd.
Yeah, so we spoke last week about just relationship, about the girl I was dating, and about having that, what you call a tough conversation with my mother.
Yes.
So I did both of those, actually, in the last week. And it, for the mother part, specifically, it wasn't as hard as, I thought it was going to be. Like you said, initially, you like, you just have to tell her whatever happens. She gets mad. She don't talk to you. That's just what it's going to be. And that's what happened. We haven't talked. So
nice.
I guess that's what happened. And then with the
What did you say to your mother?
I just said, I don't appreciate what you did in our childhood. I mean, I told her that you like to compare me to kids in poverty and things, but that just wasn't our situation.
Right on.
I feel like you should have been a better mother. And she got quiet, and that was it.
And okay, so you forgave her, and then with the girl, what happened?
I just told her that I don't think we're meant for each other. I don't think you respect boundaries. I don't know if you take me as a joke or not. Don't really care if you do, but I don't feel really in this with you. I feel like you're more of a platonic person, a friendly person, more than someone I can romanticize with, even though, you know, we talked about romanticizing or romance not existing.
And how did that go?
It was a roller coaster, I ain't gonna lie. She broke into my vehicle. Well, she broke the windshield of my vehicle, accusing me of talking to somebody else.
Really?
Had to call the police. It was a whole fiasco last week, but she's dealt with. And I feel the same. I just feel calm and
right on.
Whatever.
Yep. Did you have her arrested?
Did I have her arrested?
Yeah. For breaking your windows.
Yes.
Oh, good. And leave her in there.
Yeah, she's supposed to be in there for 21 days. I think she get a court date on Friday or something like that, and I got to appear. But, she's going to be in there for
right
a while.
Right on, man. And when you appear, do what you want, of course, but I recommend you tell the jury, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up.
I don't hate her.
No, right. That's why you can lock her up. Because if you don't, she's going to get out and do it again.
Well, I got a restraining order on her already. A temporary one until the court date.
Right on. And so, any questions or anything?
Yeah, so, just about moving forward in life, I remember you saying that for marriage, just for the children. I still was pondering about that. If you don't want children or if you're not expecting children anytime soon, what you're essentially saying was there's no need for a monogamy relationship.
Yeah, why would you want to get married if you're not going to have children? What other purpose would there be to get married?
There wouldn't be.
Right.
But I was just saying that I was been just pondering about that the last week, just understanding it more.
Yeah. No, there's no reason to get married unless you want children. If you don't want any children, there's no reason for marriage at all. Zero.
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I haven't done it. Yeah, this week's crazy with all that.
How can God help you if you don't stay present with him in all things?
He won't stay present with me.
So why don't you obey his rule, be still and know him? And why don't you follow his rule, his laws?
I think I've been blaming blaming stress for my reasoning not to be with God or be still with the Lord.
But that is the reason, because stress, which is evil, don't want you to do it. It wants you stressed, so it can control you. It's evil. It is Satan. So you're listening to the devil. And the last thing the devil wants you to do is be still. He doesn't want that.
Yeah.
So I recommend you do it, man. Everything else become clear to you.
Yeah, man, I'm working on that.
Don't work on it, just do it. I gotta run. Will you call me again?
Yeah, I'll call you when I have some more time. I just wanted to let you know that it went successful.
Right on.
Since we last spoke.
And I promise you, if you do the silent prayer, stay present. And you're going to see there's never, ever a reason to be angry. You're going to deal with situations outside of you the right way. But you'll be free. You got to, now your next thing is to stay present. And life will just unfold for you. Without a doubt. It'll be amazing, too. Your mind cannot conceive the things that he has in store for you. But it will happen naturally. I had to get on the track
one time. Hey, man, I believe that.
Look, stand up. All right, Todd, I got to run. The show is over.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your update, man.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for giving the advice. It really did help understand it.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I am so out of time. Right out of Hampton, Virginia. Pearl David, hey, shout out, Pearl. And the rest of the call, I am so out of time. The American Anchor Baby is coming now. The American Anchor Baby. Not Hate Report. No Hate Beta. No Hate Report Beta. No Hate Beta. No Hate Beta. Beta, Beta. Beta back. No Hate Report Beta. But the American Anchor Baby is coming now. And what's the day? Wednesday, huh? Oh, Bill today. No one reminded me. Bill today at 2 p.m. on Puncher TV. PUNCHIE.TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Puncher TV. A live episode with Bill. You can call him. You can super chat him. You can conversate with Bill at 2 p.m. today. Check him out. Thank you for your support. Donate. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. You must forgive. Ain't no way around it. And you gotta forgive your mama and your daddy. And then everything else is easy. Bye, y'all. Thank you so much.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace. And it's a really weird feeling, because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird, because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up, for I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you.